The scripture says, as your days are, so shall your strength be. This means your strength will always be equivalent to what you need. If you were to get a negative medical report, you're going to have the strength to deal with it. You're not going to fall apart. I can't believe this is happening. Your strength will always match what you're up against. When my father went to be with the Lord, my first thought was, how am I going to deal with this? My dad and I were very close. We had traveled the world together. All of a sudden, he was gone. But what I thought would be very devastating and would knock the wind out of me wasn't anything like I had imagined. I felt a peace I had never felt, a strength, a resolve, a determination. I should have been upset and anxious, but that whole time I was at peace. Deep down, I felt a rest. In my mind, there were thoughts of worry, anxiety, discouragement, but in my spirit, I could hear God whispering, "Joel, I'm in control. It's all going to work out. I have you in the palm of my hand." That was finishing grace pushing me forward, propelling me into my destiny. The psalmist said, God is a very present help in times of need. In the difficulties of life, if you will get quiet and turn off the negative voices, you will feel a peace that passes understanding. You should be falling apart, but there is grace for every season. Victoria and I were in Colorado one time, driving through the mountains. We rented a large SUV with an 8-cylinder engine. As long as we were on the flat roads, the engine was as quiet as could be. But as we started going up the steep, winding mountain roads, just when we thought the vehicle couldn't make it, just when it looked like it was going to stop, you could hear those extra 2 cylinders kick in. You could actually feel the car almost as though it lifted up and took off with a new power. Those 2 extra cylinders were there all the time. The extra power was always available. It just showed up when we needed it. It was strength in reserve. And sometimes in life we think, how am I going to make it up that steep hill? I've gotten this far, but how am I going to deal with this illness? How am I going to raise this difficult child? I went through a loss. I don't think I could go on. The good news is God has some strength in reserve for you. When you hit a tough time, don't worry. There are 2 more cylinders about to kick in, a strength that you haven't tapped into yet. You're going to feel a force pushing you forward, taking you where you could not go on your own. That's finishing grace. I've learned the closer you get to your destiny, the tougher the battles become. The higher you go up the mountain, the more God promotes you, the steeper that hill is. The critics will come out of the woodwork. People may not celebrate you. There will be unexpected challenges, a health issue. Business slows down. You lose a loved one. It's easy to think, I was doing so well. If I just wouldn't have had this bad break, now I've got this steep hill to climb. That challenge is a sign you are closer to your destiny. The same God who gave you the grace to start is the same God who's going to help you finish. He knows exactly where your path is leading. Nothing you're facing is a surprise to Him. He knows every hill, every disappointment, every setback. He said that His grace is sufficient. You will never come to a hill where you don't have the strength to climb it. You may face some challenges, as I did when my dad went to be with the Lord, where you think, I don't know how I'm going to make it up this hill. The reason you think that way is you haven't needed those 2 extra cylinders yet. You have not felt the full force of finishing grace. When it kicks in, it's going to propel you forward. You're going to climb mountains that you thought were way too steep. You're going to overcome obstacles that looked insurmountable. Accomplish dreams you thought were impossible. How will you do this? Finishing grace. You'll tap into strength in reserve.